GAO's concern centers on the program's lack of information about the consequences of security incidents at federal facilities. Mark Goldstein is the agency's director of physical infrastructure issues.
What I would tell you is I think that you can't have a robust program without consequence information, because what you're doing is essentially telling people that you've set the dinner table without telling them what the food is going to be.
Goldstein testified Tuesday for the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Cybersecurity, Infrastructure Protection, and Security Technologies. He says the MIST program's lack of consequence information puts agencies at a disadvantage.
I don't think it provides agencies and their clients the kind of information they need to make robust decisions about which countermeasures they're going to adopt and which they aren't, which have more priority than others.
FPS developed MIST working with the Argonne National Laboratory. The software is an interim solution to replace the botched Risk Assessment and Management Program, or RAMP. FPS spent $35 million on RAMP, only to decide it would cancel the project after multi-million dollar cost overruns and problems with effectiveness. But Goldstein says MIST has its own problems.
Several of the risk assessment experts GAO spoke with agreed that a tool that does not estimate consequences does not allow for an agency to fully assess risk. FPS officials stated that they did not include consequence information in MIST because it was not part of the original design and thus requires more time to validate. MIST also is not designed to compare risks across federal facilities. Thus, FPS has a limited assurance that critical risks at federal facilities are being prioritized and mitigated.
But gaps in the risk management software don't always translate into blind spots for security at federal facilities. FPS Director Eric Patterson.
The tool isn't compliant, but our process is compliant. Okay, in the process...
Explain that a little further.
Yes, sir, I will. The tool is no more than a product that we provide to our customer. Okay. It's a snapshot in time of what we believe to be the vulnerability, the threat, and in this case, the consequence at a particular facility. Okay, we discuss each one of those elements at the outbrief when we have completed an assessment. All right. Now, that MIST tool, that MIST product will not cover all three. But that doesn't mean that we haven't covered that with our customers.
Patterson says FPS is working on a permanent risk management program that does include consequence analysis. The agency is collaborating with the Interagency Security Committee. But finding the right software has been a challenge.
In my discussions with the ISC, to their knowledge, there is no one out there today that has a tool that will do that, that has been proven to do that. I understand that there may be a few folks out there who think they may have a tool to do that, but no one at this point has demonstrated that they have an effective tool that brings into play vulnerability, threat, and consequence into one document, or into a process that will bring all that together and you can provide that to our clients.
Another option is to incorporate consequence analysis directly into MIST. James Pirenboom is director of the Argonne Labs Infrastructure Assurance Center.
There are capabilities, as I indicated earlier, that are being developed within the Office of Infrastructure Protection to enhance the capabilities of the infrastructure survey tool that provides the basis that MIST was developed on. And we have the capabilities to incorporate elements of consequence. But that's a decision that obviously is not ours, but technically it's feasible.
But even so, that wouldn't necessarily fix all challenges associated with facility risk management. Every federal building is different, and Patterson says the right security solution is different depending on where you go.
Some facilities, they're just standalone agencies, and other facilities, much like the Reagan building, there might be literally 10 to 20 different agencies different requirements, having different requirements, and having much more, if you will, at risk than some of the other agencies in there.
Patterson says there is no one-size-fits-all solution. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.